Blog Talk Radio.
God, looking at a progressive God that's moving us forward, moving us ahead,
so that we can be, praise the Lamb of God, what he would have us be. I'm excited about you. Hallelujah. What God is doing in your life today. Bless people of God. Oh, I see our intercessors and stuff are chiming in. People are calling in. Praise the Lamb of God. Shake a tree. Hallelujah. Call somebody and tell them the prophet is on the line. You're listening to our voice via the internet. Praise the Lamb of God. You can be a part of our live studio today. All you have to do is call in this number at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And make, praise the Lamb of God, that phone call. Press 1 on your dial, and you are in queue with us. Praise the Lamb of God today. And I thank and praise God. Hallelujah for faithful people. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. God wants faithfulness. That's what he wants. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, there's no God like our God. He's just wonderful. All night long, I've been just dreaming and visions and, oh, my God, of blessings and people telling me that they're being blessed. And, oh, prophet, I can't wait to see you. God did this for me. Oh my God, what a wonderful night of dreams and visions I've had. Praise the Lamb of God. And then to arise this morning, busy, 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 doing, going. And now I'm here with you guys, praise the Lamb of God, for another hour or so. Praise the Lamb of God, a blessing and lifting up the name of Jesus. Althea is with us.
Hey, good Althea, afternoon. How you doing today?
Is the Lord being good on your street? What's going on over there, Althea? Tell me something good.
Well, the sun is shining, so that's good. It's not raining anymore.
It's not raining anymore. You know it's supposed to be about 80-something tomorrow. Did
Ooh-wee.
You know that? Ooh-wee. Boy, I hate to be, the rain on the parade. But, oh, my goodness. Yesterday, I was just in awe again as on CNN and the Weather Channel, how they're talking about global warming how they're confirming everything that God has spoken to us about the heat index. I'm telling you, they really went on yesterday. And I was God is confirming his word through, praise the Lamb of God, the media. He's confirming his word. People of God, what a wonderful
God. Rising water levels.
My God, the rising water levels. They said we can expect flooding, mudslides, earthquakes, tornadoes. Everything God spoke, they said that's what we can expect. But they won't say God doing it. They will not say it's God. That's
they will
funny.
Soon.
But they will soon. She said, but they will soon. Praise the Lamb of God. God's got a way of bringing you down to your knees. God has a way to cause you to acknowledge him. God has a way, praise the Lamb of God, to make you, hallelujah, understand that he is Lord, God, and King. And that is going to be, praise the Lamb of God, the blessing of life to each of us. We're going to see God do some marvelous things, praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, God is speaking over the saints. It's just incredible also, praise the Lamb of God, how he's going to be blessing, restoring. Oh, my God. Oh, I just can't wait to see the saints. I mean, last night, people just being restored. People just coming to me telling me, oh, I got this, I got this. Oh, I got this and I got that. And I just thought, oh, my God, I just want to see you, prophet. Prophet, I got something for you. The Lord done blessed. I was all night long, that's all I was dreaming, just people coming with testimonies and blessings. And I'm just excited for the people of God right now. I really am. I'm just excited for the people of God. And by me being one of the people of God, I ought to be excited because that means I'm on the list somewhere down there for the blessings. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Be all right out there. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They say, when I make it to the city, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. In a minute, praise the Lamb of God. We thank and praise God for each of you that's calling in and chiming in today. Praise the Lamb of God. Come be a part of our show today if you're listening to our voice. We are here every day, Tuesday through Friday, these 2 hours, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are here today, praise the Lamb of God, lifting up the name of Jesus. That number is 646-564-9818, and you are welcome to be a part of our live studio, praise the Lamb of God, here at PSM Live, praise the Lamb of God. All right, now, I tell you, praise the Lord, I tell you, I found out something about prayer that I'm going to tell you since you are here with me today. I'm going to tell you this today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prayer is one of the, I oftentimes say love is the most powerful force on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Prayer, boy, I tell you, prayer is so powerful. Prayer is powerful. I feel your prayer.
Yes.
We get into a mindset and a posture to pray that we really have connected with God. There is nothing. Hallelujah. There is nothing that can disturb that. There is nothing that can do that. Praise the Lamb of God.
Nope.
God is awesome. God is awesome. I think sometimes when we pray, we don't connect with God. I think when we pray sometimes, we just say words. Hello, light bulb.
That's true.
I think we we just close our eyes and just go to rattling with no real direction. And the Lord revealed to me, that's why when he gave the model prayer, the Lord said, when you pray, say, our Father.
Right.
And make sure you connect your petition and your request and your words to the Father. Make sure that they're directed to a holy God. Hallow his name.
Right.
My God, my God, my God. Woo! That stuck in me so deep. It stuck in me so deep. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That when we pray, there is a holy connection that takes place in our spirit with the Spirit of God. That we feel it. That we know it. Lamb of God. We shouldn't just be just saying words. When you make a telephone call, praise the Lamb of God, you don't just start talking, you wait till you get connected. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You wait till text and you wait till you know that it's hooked up either by a response or by a noise in the background or something has to happen in order that then you start saying hello. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray, there ought to be a connection in the spirit
that
we know. Oh, my goodness, that the Father is hearing. Yes, God. I just want to drop that in your spirit today. Praise the Lamb of God. And if anyone that listens, I hope that be a blessing to you. Just that little tidbit, bro. I can talk about prayer all day. Praise the Lamb of God and our Father and all of that and hallowing the compound names of God. Praise the Lamb of God and accenting the one as you pray in what you need from God. Praise the Lamb of God, whether it's provision, protection, praise the Lamb, whatever you need, hallelujah, one of the compound names of God, cover it. And then I always just attach Jesus to that name. Yeah, praise, just one of my little secrets of how I get my prayers answered. I attach Jesus to that name because him and the Father is one. So when I ask for Jireh, I ask for Jehovah Jireh Jesus. That's who I ask
for.
Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lord. I know who my great intercessor is. I know who my mediator is. I know my redeemer. Hallelujah. Him. Praise the Lamb. And no man cometh to the Father but by him. You better know it. No man comes to the Father but by him. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I love him. I love him. I love him. Praise the Lamb. We're going to prayer. Hallelujah. Athelia is here. She's going to lead us today. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Into our prayer session. My God, oh, as we worship, praise the Lamb of God, with William McDowell today. He's a wonderful young man. Praise the Lamb of God. I love his music. And I want you to know, those of you who are experiencing, praise the Lamb of God, all of this catastrophic weather that has swept across the country, the heat wave that's coming now, praise the Lamb of God, and they're threatening, saying that some more bad weather can be behind this heat. But I just want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, I'm talking to the people of God, to the saints of God, if the blood is on the doorpost of your heart, God sees you. Hallelujah. And he has made a promise. Now, if you're out there faking, if you're out there faking and hypocriting and all of that, then don't this don't apply to you. Somebody's gonna think God made a mistake because you have faked it so well. But if you are sincere in your heart, God is going to pass you over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's going to protect and care for you in Jesus' mighty name. Come on, I tell you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory unto the Father, the Lord and Savior, all glorious Jesus. Hallelujah. We repent our sins and ask for forgiveness on this day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for another day in the name of Jesus. Sound mind, Father God. Mobilities of our limbs, Father God. Hallelujah. We lift you on high. We exalt your name. We call you King. We call you Lord, God. Because there's truly none like you in all the earth, Father God. We thank you for a new day, Father God. We thank you for our clear mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up our brothers and sisters, Father God, before you on this day in the name of Jesus. We ask you to pour your spirit onto them, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus to keep them holding in the name of Jesus in their mind and their soul and their body, Father God. We ask you to heal them in the body, Father God, for those who need healing on this line, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch every person in the hospitals, Father God, in the mental institution, in the prison ward, Father God, in the convalescent home, Father God. We ask you to touch each and every one of them, Father God, even those who are in their own homes, Father God. We ask you to heal them, Father God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. Touch their heart, Father God. Hearken their heart, Father God, that they'll seek you in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they'll have this hunger, this thirst, Father God, that only you can quench in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let them speak your words, Father God. Let them get a Bible, Father God, and read you from page to page, book to book, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let them have revelation knowledge, Father God. Let them not die because of ignorance, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift up the youth before you, Father God. Blow your wind upon them, Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. Lay on the next generation, Father God. Hallelujah. Let the elders, Father God, help prepare them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, to wake them up from their stupor, wake them up from their sleep, Father God. They have no idea that they're in a race. They have no idea that they're in a battle, Father God. Prepare them in Jesus' name, Father God. We cast out everything that's hindering them on this day, Father God. We cast out every low self-esteem, peer pressure, bullying, Father God, right now. Lack of education, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to go into city halls of all the nations, Father God, and open up legislature, Father God, and let the Spirit of the Lord take over the atmosphere, Father God. Let the Spirit of the Lord take over our government, Father God. Let us be able to pray in the classroom, Father God, in the workplaces, Father God, wherever we desire, Father God. Let the Word of God be spoken. Let the Word of God in the name of Jesus be heard, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let us no longer reject you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We lift up every person, Father God, that is without shelter, Father God. But you are their covering, God. Keep them from the heat. Keep them from the cold, Father God. Let them not be starved, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Take their feet off their ground, Father God. Put the right people around them, Father God, to bless them, Father God. Not just to walk past them, Father God, but to help them in the name of Jesus, Father God. That they'll know there is a God. Give them a hope. hope, Father God, that they'll call your name, Father God, regardless of their situation, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord thy God. Father God, we ask you to touch every person on this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Some may know your name. Some may just be curious, Father God. So we ask you to touch their head and touch their hearts, Father God, that they'll seek you even more, Father God, that they know that you are alive, Father God, that you are not dead in the name of Jesus. You are a living God in the name of Jesus, a God that do things from high and he can see low, a God that can heal, a God that can provide, a God that will redeem, a God
yes,
that will
God.
Deliver in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh,
that he is so great, that he is so mighty, that you would want to give him glory. You want to praise him. You want to worship him. You want to exalt him in the magnified name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on the Father. Hallelujah.
Oh,
everything else will fall into place. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to pour your spirit over this nation, God. Over every state, Father God, over the government, Jesus. Let everything that has been done is in your will and your order, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We lift you on high. We thank you for the churches that are in your name, Father God, not in vain, but in your name, Father God. We say bless them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give them boldness to stand up to who they say they are in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord that God. We back up and bind up and cast out the wiles of the enemy right now. He has no jurisdiction over this atmosphere. He has no jurisdiction over this people on this line. He has no jurisdiction over any entity of the Father in the name of Jesus. We bind it up right now. We bind, we bind a word curses. We bind a word thought. And curse word curses. We bind a thought curse. We bind a false prayer in the name of Jesus. We cease it and dismiss it now. And we say in the name of Jesus, you back up and back off of a God's people. You take your hand off their anointed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And let the blessings of the Lord thy God flow down onto the people. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, daughter. Thank you, daughter. This is my other daughter here. Praise the Lamb. Is this Mad Janice?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon.
Hallelujah. Let me, Mad Janice, I got something to tell you, though. Praise the Lamb of God. And this ain't to start no trouble, no fights, no arguments, or anything within the ministry there, because, you know, Apostle Jones' brother and this and that. But I must tell you this. Do not allow yourself to be made something that your anointing is not created for. Are you listening?
Yes.
You are a prophetess. And you know that, don't you?
Yes.
Don't let them make you nothing else. Walk your anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Plans Hallelujah. For you. There's big plans for you in the heavenlies. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you got to walk with that mantle on you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I don't know why I want to tell you that so badly today, but I want you to, you needed to hear that.
I did. That's a question that has been in my spirit, Prophet, that I have never mentioned to anybody for like over a year.
Lord Jesus.
That has been something in my spirit. I've never said that to nobody, but I just had been thinking like, I'm just going to say it today. I have been thinking like, what if they try to ordain or anoint me as an evangelist, and I'm not an evangelist, I'm a prophet. And
right.
That's just something that had been, that has been heavy in my heart. But I've never said it to anybody.
Well, you connected to me. We'll make sure, and when that hour comes, we will talk with, praise the Lamb of God, the bishop and all of that, and make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that things happen right for you. I have to keep my hand upon you. You did too much studying, too much praying, and you went through too much hell to be sidetracked, to be put in a place where man wants you and not God. I'll just put it that way. Praise. See, they'll do you like that. I promise you they will. They will do you. They will make you something that God has not called you to be. Hello, light bulb. Other people just got some deliverance out of that. You got to be careful.
Yep.
Praise God. They'll have you the president or the usher board if you don't be careful. And you be around there trying to get the greeters and stuff together every week. And never, ever, praise the Lamb of God, will they utilize you in the anointed calling that's on your life, which is like a gasoline sitting in a can, and everybody running on empty, but won't nobody use it. Don't want nobody go to this can and say, "Nah, we ain't gonna use that can over there. There ain't nothing in it." They won't even look. It's full. It's running over. And that's the way you will be. But you must, praise the Lamb of God, stay the course, praise the Lamb of God. Keep your eyes, your spiritual eyes open, your spiritual ears open, and listening to what God say and speaking what God is speaking to you so that you can be recognized, praise the Lamb of God.
I
was made a prophet overnight. Trust me, praise the Lamb of God. They tried to make me Christian education director. They wanted to call me Dr. Shakespeare, all of that kind of stuff. And just, I don't, no title that's on my name have I ever gave myself. But when they start really seeing, praise the Lamb of God, that what I said came to pass, just as I said it, then they start calling me prophet. But still, someone will call me Dr. Shakespeare.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes in a title and in a name, I know somebody, well, it don't matter. Yes, it does. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, it does. Because what people call you is how they see you.
Exactly.
Hello, light bulbs. When you go to your doctor's office, you call them Dr. Small or Dr. Biggie or whatever his name is, it's because you have an expectation on his education and the operation that's in him to function for you in your sickness. You don't come in there calling him Bud. Hey, Bud, what's up? No, you don't.
Nope.
I don't like bugs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Now, Maggie, while you here, daughter, I need you to do some praying. Hallelujah. Are you at work?
I'm not. Not yet. Actually, right before I press 1, they just called. So I'm going, but I'm not there yet. And if you could just do me a favor, talk to Apostle, because he said something to me Sunday, and this thing is about to happen real quick.
Okay.
Real quick. Yeah, talk to him. But I he knows my anointing. He knows that.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
He do.
Yeah, so he mentioned something to me Sunday, so just call him.
All right. I'll talk to him. Yeah, that's ironic, too, that the Lord jumping this off like that, isn't it? This is so crazy. So prophetic. Yeah. See how God is. God knows what to do. He knows what to do and when to do it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Maggie Niece, I want you to come pray for us. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for the saints that we really walk in our anointings and our callings. Praise the Lamb. And that the yoke of steel, people of God, of this Antichrist system be broken off our backs. Hallelujah. It's not in our dress. I ain't talking about collars and stuff like that. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. That's clergy gear. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You wear all the clergy gear you want to. I'm talking about that we are absorbing, praise the Lamb of God, Antichrist practices. till we're nearly deifying men. We're right on the verge now. They're calling some of our apostolic heads your grace and all of that kind of stuff. That's whacked. That it's not biblical.
Yeah.
There's nowhere in the Bible where Paul was called your grace. Nowhere. That's men who want to be adored and worshiped.
Uh-huh.
I said it and I meant it.
And it's true.
I said it and I meant it. The holy apostles of Jesus Christ didn't walk around with that mess. See, we like to take you hold to an end of a thing and run with it instead of going back to its source and look at the original. When I think of discipleship, I think of Jesus and his disciples. I look at the master teacher. As honorable and as powerful as Jesus was, he didn't let nobody call him your grace. Men got ready to adore him in any way. He said, don't do this. Even John the Revelator, when John the Revelator fell down, he said, arise and be strengthened, for I am your fellow brethren in tribulation. That's right there in your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He always directed worship to God. Adoration, thanksgiving to God. Greatness to God the Father. Okay, they don't like me today. I see I'm finna get in trouble again. Well, so. Praise the Lamb of God. I stay in that pot boiling. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's one thing to be placed in your position or in the office that God has called you to. It's another thing to be walking around like you're the Pope of Rome. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Kiss your ring and all of that. That ain't God.
Exactly.
It's not God. Hello. So
I never understood that.
But pray for us. Pray for us. Imagine these. Come on, daughter. Hallelujah. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
I get carried away with that
foolishness. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. You are so worthy, God. You are so worthy, God. You are an awesome God. You are mighty, God, powerful, all-seeing and all-knowing, God. And we bless your name in this place. Jehovah
yes,
Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Elohim, El Shaddai. We thank you for your presence, Almighty God. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for hearing prayer on today, for allowing us to come boldly to your throne of grace where we might obtain mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of intercession. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophetic word that is spoken on this show, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayers that are prayed, oh God, and for the spirits and the people that are edified and exhorted through this ministry, oh God. We give you glory for that, oh God. For all that we do is about you, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you for you using us and for choosing us in this season, oh God. Oh Lord God, I pray, God, for the body of Christ as a whole, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would release an anointing upon us, oh God, that would show us our own path, oh God, that we would learn our own way, oh God, that we would get in our lane and stay in it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, that you would give us fresh revelation, Father, to show us who we are, oh God, and that you would move people out of the places that they should not be and put the proper people in place, oh God. If you have led us to be minister of worship, let us do that. If you have anointed us as intercessors, let us do that. If you have anointed us, oh God, to be ushers, let us do that, God. But whatever we do, let us do it for the glory of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for all those who cry out to you, God, that don't know the path that you're taking them on. I ask you, Lord God, that you would speak to them, Lord God. Speak to their spirit first and foremost, oh God. Give them a hunger and a thirst for what you are drawing them to, oh God. And then send the word, God, to confirm it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I cry out, Father, for your church, oh God, and for all of the nonsense that goes on, Lord God. I repent, Father. I sit in the doubt, Lord God, and I ask you, Father, to forgive us, Father, for the things that we've done, Lord God, the things that are not pleasing unto you, oh God. I ask, Lord God, that you will forgive us for that. Forgive us for exalting men beyond where they should be exalted, oh God. Forgive us, Lord God, for not doing the things that we should be doing. Forgive us, Lord God, for controlling our services by programs, God, and not allowing. We have quenched your spirit, God, so many times, God, by trying to stick to the program, Lord God. I ask you to forgive us for that, oh God. Try us again, oh God. Try us again. Move by your spirit, Lord God. Have your way, God, in this season, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, even as the church in Corinth, God, as there were many divisions, God, and some followed Apollos, God, and some followed Paul, God. But I ask you, God, that your church would be unified in this season and that we would all follow Jesus Christ, for he is the chief apostle, for he is the master teacher, for he is the anointed one, oh God. And all that we do, God, would be to glorify him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, that you would send, Father, the word, Father, unleash your prophets in this season, oh God. Send the word, to set down the alarm, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even as the prophets of old did, God. Father, they sent the word. They brought your word, God, and it followed with signs and wonders, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you that same anointing in this season, oh God, so that your church would not be drawn away from you, oh God. We pray, Father, against that spirit of mind to stone that has attached itself to your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I know it crept in through music, oh God. I know it crept in through TV, oh God. But we dismantle and uproot that spirit right now. We come against the spirit of Antichrist. Well, we are the church of God, and we will prevail. For we are prosperous and in good health. For we follow the one true and living God. And we will no longer be overtaken by false doctrines. We will no longer advertise Satan and his ends on our clothes. We will no longer glorify things, even when we don't know we're glorifying it. But we are coming into a fresh new revelation in this season, oh God. For we see and we know, oh God. So I thank you, God, that all things are coming to light, oh God. For once that was allowed, it is no more, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for showing us the enemy's plan against your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you would touch the parents, God. Touch the parents of the youth, God, and let them know the clothes that they're wearing, God. Let them know the symbol that they represent, oh God. Give them revelation, God. Show them in dreams, God. Let them coincidentally hear, Father, conversations. Let them hear, Father, the music that has trapped these children's minds, oh God. We come against that now in the name of Jesus. Father, we propose in the spirit, Father, against all that the enemy may try to do, oh God. The principality that is set high above in the heavens, oh God. We come against that now in the name of Jesus, because there is none higher than you, Lord God. There is none higher. Well, you know all and you see all, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord God, that you would penetrate, Father, and demolish that spirit, Lord God, that has crept in the church, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would set souls free, God. That you would set minds free, God. That you would set spirits free, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We cry out to you today, God, on behalf of your people, God, that are involved in things that they don't even know that it's Antichrist, God. I pray, Father, for my brothers and sisters, God, who are caught up in the Masonic order, God. I pray that you would have mercy upon them now, God, in the name of Jesus. I cry out to you, God, that you would give them revelation, God, that you would show them, Father, the truth. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for this time of intercession. We ask, Lord God, that you will continuously fill us up with what to pray, God, because we know not what to pray unless you reveal it to us. Holy Spirit, we say, have your way and pray through us, Father, with moanings and groanings. They cannot be answered, but you know the mind of the Spirit, and you make intercession for the saints, God. So we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for revelation. We thank you for moving. We thank you. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, and we count it all done. Because we know power of life and death is in the song. And we speak life to the saints. We speak life. They shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. They are being snatched out of the hands of the enemy even now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And they are being drawn to the true light, God. Fresh revelations are coming to the body of Christ. Fresh revelations, oh God. Fresh anointings, oh God. Fresh revelation that is even in your word, oh God. And we pray, Lord God, that people would not preach, Father, just regular scripture, God, but that you would give them insight to what you're really saying, God, that your word would not be taken out of context, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, we ask you, God, that people would not be drawn away by the religion that's rising up, Father, for all the people, God, that many people are beginning to follow Egyptology and the Kemet religion, oh God. I ask you, Lord God, that you would show them truth, God. Holy Spirit leads us to all truth, God. We ask that you would lead us to truth in that area, God,
in the name
of Jesus. And give us the words to say as we minister, God. When they give us that, let us know what to say back to them, God. Show us all truth in this season, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. And we disallow vibrations. We disallow demonic frequencies. We disallow demonic vibrations. We disallow that into our spirits now in the name of Jesus. Everything that is hidden under the auspices of the Most High God, and it is hidden, and it is really false, we declare it and declare to be bound and cast down now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory be her, even shining in her face, even as she goes to work, Father, to this place of employment that you have set her in. Oh, let her shine as the noonday sun. Hallelujah. And be radiant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In season, Father. Oh, God, yes.
Hallelujah.
Bless
thank you.
Your name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Praise his holy name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
All this worship Wednesday here. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Look at my daughters. Praise the Lamb. I think that's Lee. I'm coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. I just wanted to say to all of you all, praise the Lamb of God, you need to read slowly and carefully Matthew, the 23rd chapter, as Jesus enters into his end time dialogue with his disciples and how he talks about the Pharisees and the rabbis and all of this, and how he tells his disciples not to be like them. You need to read that. Call no man Father, Holy Father, upon the earth, because your Father is in heaven. It's right there. He's got all of this in a religious context. He's not talking about your physical daddy. He's talking about, praise the Lamb of God, these religious people who want to be holy fathers. They want to be called that. They want to be looked upon as God in the earth.
Right.
Read it. You better read it. It's right there in the 23rd chapter. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Master teacher, master prophet. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ. Rabbi means master.
Wow.
It's right there in your Bible. It's in red. But he is great among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. Then he goes in, but woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven against men. You neither go in yourself, neither permit them to enter. You're the problem. You're standing in the way of people going into the kingdom. With your foolishness.
Jesus.
With your religiosity. It's right there. You need to read it. Woo! It's right there. He call them fools, call them everything. You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold in the temple that sanctifies, or the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? They say whoever swear by the temple, it ain't no problem, but if you swear by the gold, then something's wrong. He said, what? I mean, it's right here, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right here. It's right here. Now, just read it. Boy, a whole chapter of woes. Woe unto you scribes. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites. How come that don't even supposed to be together? Scribes, the writers of the word. Pharisees, the legal people of the word. Sitting in Moses' seat. And then hypocrites behind it. Those don't go together. Because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous. It's right there. When the prophets show up, the religious people don't want him. They don't want the prophet. It's right there. Look at it. And say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, you are witnesses against yourselves that ye are the sons of them who killed the prophets. Hello, Lightbulb. Because when the true prophets of God come on the scene, we're going to tell the truth. Hello, Lightbulbs. I know y'all don't like me. It's all right. They ain't got to like me. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell the truth anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Erico 614, your mic is hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, PSM family. I was just calling in to listen in. I had an urging to call and listen, and I'm glad I did.
Well, bless you.
I can tell already, just from that little bit, you about to be on fire.
Bless you, bless you. All right. Thank you for calling. Let me see, I got some more down here. 313-404, your mic is hot.
Hi, Pastor, Prophet. This is Monique. I was calling because I was sitting at work, and I saw your ad on Facebook, and I was like, let me call in. It's time. I finally caught it. I always catch it at the end of it, but I love it, and I really needed that today, and I really appreciate it, and everyone who prayed, thank you.
My God. Well, we're going to keep praying for you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you and I
thank
need
you.
To talk anyway. We need to, there's some things that we need to talk about, just you and I. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I know I've been saying
okay.
that to you, and I know you've been busy, but you're gonna have to break away, praise God, and to talk to me between now and tomorrow. Yeah, I need to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call you today. Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. Make sure you do that now.
Yeah, I will.
Monique. Sure you do that, daughter. Praise the Lamb. All right. I can't talk about to you on the radio. This is too deep. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the error code 313-932, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. It's Gina.
Gina, how you doing?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right. Bless you.
That was a
bless
good prayer.
You.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise God.
Push the button, but I got to jumping around, and the button got pushed, so, but I'll... Just
want to
say praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. People of God, let me say this to you all. I want you all to seriously, read this stuff when I tell you to read it, because it's very important that you understand the tricks and the manipulations and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, of these anti-God, anti-Christ practices that's happening in our society, in our churches, praise the Lamb of God, that has seeped into our churches. And when you find that the church is more concerned about the rudiments of men and the procedures and all of this than they are about saving souls and getting people delivered and healed. I read this this morning. The multitude was there, and Jesus healed them all. And I just couldn't. It overwhelmed me. Hallelujah. This great multitude, all this sickness, all these cancerous ulcers, and all of the sickness that just seemed like he would have been disgusted with it. And it's saying he healed them all. Hallelujah. That's what we, when we get right and get in order and get on one accord with God, people going to walk in the church, and the spirit in the church going to heal them. The healing anointing in the church going to heal them. And nobody going to have to touch them. Demons going to cry out when they hit the door. We going to know who need deliverance. But we got to get from under this darkness. I was teaching last night, Praise the Lamb of God. And I was showing forth how we have allowed the church to go into this darkness, and our minds are tricked by the Antichrist practices of just going to church in a beautiful building, having what we call a worship experience, and leaving and feeling like we have did God justice and don't witness to nobody across the whole week. There's something wrong with that. Don't reach out to nobody. Don't reach to help nobody. Nothing. Just I'm just, oh, I just want to be blessed. I want God to bless. Oh, me. Something wrong with it when it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
Maturity in God is coming to a place where your prayers become not what you want, but, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Amen.
Not what I want, God, but what do you want? That's maturity in prayer. Maturity of life, the life in Christ is, Lord, where do you want me to go today? What do you want me to say? Fill my mouth with your words. Help me to convey your message. It ain't sitting on your knees begging for your rent to be paid. That's an absolute automatic that he already promised if you seek the kingdom. Okay, y'all got quiet on that. I didn't get one amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Well, that's what my Bible says. My Bible says that, and I believe my Bible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what it says. It says, if you seek the kingdom and its righteousness first, all these things will be added unto you. That's an absolute automatic. You ain't got to worry about, because God can't lie. It's going to be added. And he was talking about provision. Notice the sparrow. Notice the lilies of the field. Am I right or wrong? That's what he's talking about. He says, Solomon could dress as pretty as one of these. He said, do you think God care more about that lily than he do you?
Nope.
He said, but the lily is doing what God created it to do. The sparrow is doing what God created it to do. Now, you are children of light and children in the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom and his right ways and abide in them, and all of this will be added. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
God will make ways out of no ways. God will destroy. Boy, he'll break the back of Pharaoh. He'll kill some folk for you. Hallelujah, before he lets you go without. Praise the Lamb of God. You'll make your neighbor bring it over to you. You better listen to me.
Yeah, you're right.
God ain't never had God do no special stuff for you. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Praise. I have needed money or needed a way out and got out the car and my foot hit a wallet and wasn't no ID or nothing in it, nothing but money. The exact amount down to the penny that I needed. In the
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm just telling you what God will do. Question?
Yes, sir. When you said that, when you spoke about the lily and how it's doing what it was created, it's seeing its natural true self, I was just thinking about how every creature, everything that God created seems to be doing what it was created to do, and it's not going against its natural self. But man, who God has exalted above all things, seem to be the most rebellious of his creation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not understanding exactly how, and especially as even believers, we are rebelling against the natural true self that he had created us to be. Because you have some believers who say they believe in Christ and go to church, but yet they're homosexual. or they're just living outside of their will. They're doing everything that you could speak of that it goes against God in the Bible.
Well, number one is the vegetation life and all of that that you're speaking of is programmed to do what they want to do, to do what they do. They can't help but do it. God gave us a free will. We have a free will. He gave us the right to choose darkness and light.
Is there a reason why? Is there something I can read in his word as to why he created us to have free will and nothing else?
Because we're created in his image and his likeness. God has free will. You're created like God. You are a miniature God. Matter of fact, in the psalm, mm-hmm. God called you God. God called us God.
Hallelujah.
If you read the Psalms, God called you a God in the Psalms. God called us gods in a positive way. He said, but we shall die like men. Uh-oh. That means as my children with my bloodline, you are gods. That's what God says. The way I created you, I created you as a god in the earth. I gave you dominion and power over everything. But you're going to die like one of the men that I spoke into existence, the beastly man. Now, some people don't agree with me, but if you really look at the creation, you're going to see there was a man God made and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and then there was another man that he created and told to multiply. That he didn't put in the garden before he made Adam, chapter 1, verse 26. Then you go to chapter 2 and he creates Adam. Then after Adam come out of the garden, the world is being populated already. He comes out, his son kills his brother. Cain kills Abel, and Cain leaves and go eastward to a land called Nod, and there he knew his wife. If it wasn't nobody but Adam and Eve, how he going to know his wife?
Right.
And he built a city. He didn't build a city by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk to me. Why was he able to build a city? Because he had in him the nature of God, the nature to create, the nature to make, the nature to build, the nature to progress. Then the sons of God, which was the lineage of Adam, began to mingle with the daughters of men. It's right there in your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
With the daughters of men. The sons of God began to mingle with the daughters of men. And the Son of God throughout the Bible is someone, praise the Lamb of God, that either God created and he came through Adam's seed or came through Jesus Christ. You and I, he gave power to become the sons of God, the children of God. And that's proper interpretation. Hello, light bulbs. All of this angels had sex and Satan slept with Eve and all that's foolishness. That ain't in your Bible. That's some old wise fables and stuff. Because if Satan was having sex, making babies, he'd be doing it now. If a monkey was having men, a monkey would be having men now, making men now. What stopped the process? But the creation of God is still working the way he created. Now, remember, he flooded all of them with Noah. When God saw the wickedness, how wicked they had got, and they're mingling, and God just said, you know what, I'm going to end this thing, start over. So he flooded that world. Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And he started over with Noah and his family.
Right.
Then Abraham comes on the scene. Oh, I know my word now. You can't trap me up on that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lamb of God. I know the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I studied that. Yes, Lord. And so we have to come to a place of recognizing, praise the Lamb of God, that the nature of God that's in us, once we become born again, is regenerated, praise the Lamb of God. And we have the ability then to be like Jesus. Because we are heir and joint heir with him already. But we keep falling to our lower nature, the one that has been distorted and polluted by the enemy. Because before you get to Christ, Satan already have damaged you. We're already damaged. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And some of us can't accept the fact that I've been delivered, that nothing has power over me, that I have been restored to my rightful place, that I have dominion over all things. And anything you trapped in it because you want to be trapped. If you smoking, you smoking because you want to smoke. You drinking because you want to drink. Because he has given you power over all things. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
We can change our situations. We can change our condition overnight. All it is the same thing Jesus asked the paralytic at the pool of Bethesda. Do you want to be made whole?
Yes.
For 38 Amen. Years. Do you want to be made whole?
Exactly.
But there's something I'm sensing in you, in your will, that gives me the impression you don't want to walk. You like the sympathy and the empathy that people give you, which is empty. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We must wake up and see, praise the Lamb of God, that what God is doing is, I do want to read this passage to you because, Jesus is speaking of the end time people of God, and he poured out his spirit on us and to make us the prophetical culture and the prophetic people. But y'all better listen to this. The last verses of chapter 23 is just, look what he said. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill. You shall kill. You shall kill and crucify. And some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, the son of Bechiah, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. It's crazy. Then Jesus goes into his lament. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killeth the prophets and stone them who are sent unto you. That's what I mean. It's right there in your Bible. Jesus speaks these things. So don't think as a prophetic person you're going to be liked so much, because you're not. Take it from Shakespeare. You're not going to be liked as much as you think you are. Hallelujah. And it's going to be those who are the most religious that's not going to like you.
That's sad.
It's going to be those who have more faith in their garments than they do in the Word of God. is going to be those who put on religious clothes, praise the Lamb of God, but have no righteousness on the inside of them. They won't honor and respect because of what they're wearing and not because of who they are, their integrity. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And the righteousness of God that abides in them, the anointing that's upon their life. And most of them have no anointing. That's why they always scrambling for position, because they have no anointing. They need to be certified in the eyes of men. They need to be made to feel their worth from other people, because they don't know who they are in God. They have no relationship with God that allows them to know who they are in God. When God speaks to you, whoo, and his word sets in your heart and in your spirit, man, oh man, oh man. I don't care how many robes come in and caps and hats and strolls and this, that, another, and where they sit and where they stand. You are at home in God, in pieces in your heart. And pieces in your heart. Praise the Lamb of God, because you know who you are. You know what God has called you to be. Praise the Lamb of God. And as prophets and prophetess and prophetic people, you must know your anointing. You must know that you're called. And that's the only thing that's going to be your peace through it all. And you must know your assignment. What will the Lord have me to do? What will you have me to do, Lord? Until you get there, you still wearing Pampers. If you still crying, Lord this, Lord that, and it's never, Lord, what do you want? Lord, what's on your heart? Lord, what's on your heart that I can do for you today, Lord? That's the way an adult approaches their mother or their father. A true, mature adult. Mom, they come over and they say, Mom, anything you need me to do? They don't come over. Mama, give me. Mama, you got a dollar. Mama, you, that's somebody who has not grown up yet. Hello, light bulbs. Y'all mighty quiet.
Oh. Amen.
Must to touch another nerve.
I'm on mute. Amen.
I must have touched another nerve, because when you have matured, you come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that you seek what you can do. What you can do, not what can be done for you. Aha! Aha! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just tell the truth. I just tell it like a T. I just did it. CIST is, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And not spend no pain. Hallelujah. And we do need it. We need more of it, and we need more of it in more circuits. Praise the Lamb, because that it is a part of why our churches are emptying out. People are leaving because the truth is not being told. People are leaving because tired of being lied to. They're tired of hearing one thing and something else is happening. People are tired of faking, of all of this gymnastics and emotionalism that have no power in it. And I don't care how you holler, how you squall, how you scream, if I am not healed and delivered when I leave, then all of that was vain. You can pour oil all over my head. If you are a powerless disciple, you just powerless. I said it and I meant it.
Jesus.
Like, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And a lot of these people have not went by and got their orders from God. They got orders from men. Men have set them up. Men have planted them. Men have started them up, and they just running off what man has showed them, and God ain't spoke to them. What they call God is premonition. What they call God is the way they see it. That's God to them. What they call Holy Spirit is what their conscience say to them.
Wow.
Because when God really speaks, Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. He confirms that word. He honors that word. And that word is going to be delivered.
Hallelujah.
It's going to come forth.
Thanks.
It's going to come forth. Praise the Lamb of God. Just as sure as the rain fall from the sky to the earth and the snow fall from the heavens to the ground, so shall my word go forth. Woo! And accomplish that it has set out to, and it shall not return to me void. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. Erico 804. Error code 804, you push 1. All right, nobody's there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, I tell you, I need you to, again, praise the Lamb of God, consider, praise those of you who don't have it, fall on your knees, praise the Lamb of God, the book that the prophet has written, praise the Lord, concerning these times and a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about right now is in the book, praise the Lamb, and then also the prophetic manual that teaches you, praise the Lamb of God, step by step, the prophetic awakening, so that the prophetic can awaken in you and that you can learn, praise the Lamb of God, some of the things that you need to know, praise the Lamb of God, before, during, and while you're prophesying and while you're sharing, even to help you, praise the Lamb of God, come to find out your position. Do you have the gift, praise the Lamb of God, or are you in the office? Do you have the mantle, praise the Lamb of God, or are you in the office? All of this coincides and plays into, praise the Lamb of God, your development. And you need that development, those of you who are prophetic people, praise the Lord. Then, of course, The Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer, hallelujah, is another wonderful book, praise the Lamb. I believe all believers need it. All of us are intercessors, praise the Lamb. If you are saved and sanctified and been filled with the Holy Ghost, praise the Lamb, you are an intercessor. Now, people, if you're going to push 1, you got to stay there till I come to you. Praise God, it was a 504 here. I came to you, now you're gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. As soon as I came up to let you open your mic, you left me. 504, come back, and I will open your mic for you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I just want people to be blessed in this season, people of God. And no matter how we pray, no matter how we worship God, in our doing, you know, we was discussing that yesterday, that the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, said that that the people, praise the Lamb of God, feared and reverenced the Lord, hallelujah, but they served other gods. But they served other gods. And that's the oxymoron, praise the Lamb. And this is the manipulation that has taken place in the church today, as we know it, that there are so many churches, praise the Lamb of God, who have been seduced to the Antichrist spirit, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, that they're not teaching and preaching the truth of God's word, hallelujah. You got to be careful when all you get from the word of God is social events. All you get from a message is a lot of rap rising and high-fiving your neighbor and put your arm around this one and run over there and slap that one and this, that, and another, and there is no word that is soaking into your spirit. Praise the Lamb. Hello, somebody.
Hello.
Things that's challenging you to convert. When every prophetic word you receive is about a house, a car, a man, and some money, praise the Lamb of God, and there's never no rebuke, there's never God says that you need to do this or you need to do that, something is wrong when there's no challenge on you. That ain't love. That's foolishness. That God is going to spoil you right into the grave. God can, if he do all the things, praise the Lamb of God, that all these people that told you that was going to happen to you, you will self-destruct because
wow.
You still have not letting go of the things that you need to let go of for your own personal benefit. Does God care about you is the question. And if God, whom God loveth, he chasteneth. Hello, light bulbs. Whom God loves, he whips. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Because he loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'd rather for God to be whooping me, getting me in order for my blessings, than to bless me and let me self-destruct.
Hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And you got to be careful, people of God. You got to be careful. Hallelujah. My God in heaven. My God in heaven. Hallelujah. And while you're looking around at everybody else, praise the Lamb of God, focus on you as it relates to your growth, your development. Praise the Lamb of God. What you need to be centering in on right now so that you can make sure you're in the place and the position and the posture of your blessings, praise the Lamb of God, that your blessings can flow. I can't overemphasize this, praise God, because we play mental games with God, but God does not play games. We play mental gymnastics, but God does not. Hallelujah. We lie to God over and over and over again, as though God does not care that we keep doing this. And at some point, you're going to have to come straight with God and say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to live by this word. I'm going to live by faith. Faith is being obedient to your word. Faith is being obedient to your word with action. It's responding to your word with action. Hello, light bulbs. That's what faith is. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord speaking. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. I love you too. Yes, Lord. My God in heaven, thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. By this time, when, Father? Oh, my God. God said by this time next week, that you'll know every word that I've spoken to you is truth. Praise the Lamb of God. By this time, next week. My God, my word is today, Wednesday. I'm going to watch this. Erico 504, your mic is hot.
Hey, Overseer, how you doing, Pastor Pierce?
Hey, Pastor, how you doing? How you doing, man of God?
I'm great, sir.
How's the change doing down there in Baton Rouge?
He did what? You did what?
How is change doing? You know, hey, man, I'm thinking about changing the generation. You know, I'm thinking about my church down there, man. How's it going?
I know. Wonderful, sir. Wonderful.
It's boys doing good. My boys all right? They playing ball?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Wonderful. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. What's going on, man of God?
It's powerful, which, you know, it's just, I mean, y'all on point. And, you know, there's a burden that God has laid upon his people's heart in this season for the more of him. And it's, you know, it's heavy.
God.
Yeah,
it's heavy, man.
To cut the games, and truly go after him. Make it about
my
him.
My God. Man,
one with Christ.
Reverend, I'm trying to tell them, guys, it's time out now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we see God working and moving the land and doing all of this catastrophic stuff, boy, it should, for the believer, it should make us stand at attention, clean our uniforms up, and get ready for some God orders. Praise, it ain't no time to be at ease. Praise God.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
What that's called?
Because he said, I hear like he said, you know, it's like he said, sanctify yourself, because tomorrow I'm going to do wonders among you.
I'm going to do more wonders among you. Yeah, Doc. That's Joshua chapter 2, isn't it? Or 3. Yes, God.
Three.
Hallelujah. Sanctify yourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. He told them, don't even go near your wives. Don't touch them.
Wow.
And wash yourself to be made clean. Hallelujah. Because tomorrow I'm going to do wonders amongst you. Praise the Lamb.
Wow.
Hallelujah. You're right on that one, man. Right on. I'm really trying to get the eyes open, praise the Lamb of God, to what is going on, man. And it's sad that there is a lot of personalities and people who are in position that could be really helping people to open their eyes and stuff. That's all they're concerned about is power and position, praise the Lamb of God, instead of the people, hallelujah. And what God has spoken in this season, I don't understand how we don't try to bring the measuring rod of the end times, praise the Lamb of God, to the point where we are now. And look at it and say, you know, this is what we need to be doing right now. I mean, the church should be witnessing right now like crazy. Like, I mean, church should be mad with witnessing right now. Mad with it, boy. When I say mad, I'm talking about as in going mad. It should be so much. What does it take? I mean, guns in our schools. Children being shot up. What does it take? Mudslides, earthquakes, fires everywhere. Down in Oklahoma, they still ain't put out the fire. Just spreading. Or just droughts in Texas, droughts over here. Flooding over here, tornadoes over here. Just everywhere you look, there's something. Then new diseases and sicknesses they have no disease, they have no cure for. That's killing people.
Okay. Wow.
When are we going to wake up and say, God is knocking on the door?
Wow.
When are we going to see the harvest is white? We just want to come in church with these programs. I walked in a church and saw all these pictures laid out. And they got somebody dressed up in an Easter bunny suit on Easter. You got somebody in the house of God in an Easter bunny suit on Resurrection Day. What the heck Jesus do with an Easter bunny?
Right.
Are we doing that to draw the kids and we got an Easter hunt, egg hunt going? That's foolishness. If I be lifted up, I'll draw men to me. We want to use all these tactics, rabbits, and some people, the bunny rabbits don't deliver nobody in times of trouble.
No time.
Easter
no, sir.
Eggs
don't
feed nobody when hunger hits.
No, sir.
That ain't nothing but from the pit, from hell. Boy, I'm telling you, it's a new direction. I'm telling you. This is really pressed in my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm reading this eschatology, these end times from Matthew and all of that kind of stuff right now, Pastor. It is really troubling me. Praise the Lamb of God. That's how it's speaking about, praise the Lamb of God, how the true service of God is going to be rejected, punished, persecuted, and killed.
Yes.
Because of the
word
that came out against the status quo. Because they want to go on in their religious way. When Jesus came on the scene, we must remember the church was jacked up.
Uh-huh.
Old Testament church was jacked up. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Jesus.
Now, how far away have we gotten from the steps of Jesus and the original apostles? I ain't talking about these Catholic apostles and archbishops and popes. I ain't talking about them. That's Antichrist. I know what that is. Men bowing down praying and talking about your grace and all of that mess. Oh. That's garbage.
Yes, Jesus.
Man worship.
Hallelujah. Mm.
And how in the hell the Pope is going to agree with homosexual same-sex marriage? Uh-huh. How are you going to do that?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, that I got shit up here.
How are you going to do that?
Exactly.
Well, the Bible said in the book of Revelation that that's going to be the sign of the Antichrist. He will attempt to change the very laws of God. He want to set in the house of God as the substitution of Christ. Christ ain't absent in his house. What Jesus need a substitute for when he got the Holy Ghost? That's foolishness. Ooh, we don't nobody like me.
Yes, I do. True. Hallelujah. Thank you.
They don't
Jesus.
Like me. I tell the truth. I am
Hallelujah.
Funny. They can't handle my truth. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Man, I didn't hung up on Pierce. Praise the Lord. Pastor Pierce, is this you? Oh, no, I hang up on you, man. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Man, this has to come to a end somewhere. Somewhere we have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, where we recognize that God is not pleased with a lot of the garbage that we're putting out. And men think they can just go behind doors and manipulate and do what they want to do as though God is not interested when you're dealing with God's people, when you're dealing with God's anoint. And you can't think you so anointed that you can do something to other people like they have no anointing.
Right.
And think God does not see it. That's what's wrong with America right now. God teared it up because he was so displeased at the way George Bush and his administration.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I said it to his face, the assassination of the middle class. To take take homes from people. Take their properties they work for. To cause their jobs to be lost. To destroy their credit. To make them poor. Needy. So that the rich can get richer. Where have all the prophets gone?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Of God. Why is there no cry of this injustice?
Hallelujah.
Why are we satisfied weeping and crying in our carpeted churches? Behind our little pulpit, and nobody is crying out.
Oh.
My God, my God, my God. We need to wake up. Woo. It's time to preach the true gospel. Time to treat the true word. And I don't know that, I mean, I've been going to revivals. I don't see nobody taking a text from Matthew 23. Nobody takes a text from Matthew 24. Nobody does these on these chapters. Ain't nobody preaching out of the book of Revelation. Ain't nobody talking about Jesus on his way back. We ain't hearing no gospel like that. We ain't hearing that. We're hearing a social gospel. A fad gospel. A preaching today that cannot be preached 20 years from now. That's what we're hearing. Just like the economy changed to prosperity preaching. Now you ain't hearing all that naming and claiming, get it quick. Oh, bop, 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 you can have it, you can get it, blah, bop, send me $50, it's going to come back to you 100-fold. Now you don't hear all of that. What's wrong with your gospel? Why did it change? God changed it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Changed it. A gospel that can't be preached right now should never be preached. Hello, light bulb.
Hello, yeah.
I won't take it back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I won't take it back. They don't like me because I open people's eyes. They want people to stay blind. No. Not if they listen to Shakespeare. They won't be blind long. No.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
Can't do it.
Amen.
I can't do it. It's foolishness. It's foolishness. And it was foolishness then, and it's foolishness now. Praise the Lamb of God. Half of them went off TV. They couldn't afford the bills no more. What happened? What happened?
Well,
he changed
I said it, of course, yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Try to shut it down, baby. Try to shut it down.
Shut it down. Hallelujah.
Right, oh, boy, oh, boy.
That's a good
I tell
word,
you.
Right.
I tell you, when you look at how change comes, praise the Lamb of God, you'll say, yeah, I see why things the way they are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it doesn't take, it just takes a wholesome prayer life and a wholesome word life and a fellowship with the Holy Ghost, and he'll open your eyes to see. Praise the Lamb of God. Just like I see, just like Pastor Pierce sees. Praise God. Hallelujah. The harvest is white, people of God. The harvest is white. The laborers are so few, but yet there are many. But we're suffering from spiritual paralysis. We have been hypnotized. Hallelujah. And we are sitting in church receiving the word, praise the Lamb of God, receiving the word and not able to carry it beyond the parking lot. Something
that
won't.
Jesus.
Something that we can't get it past the parking lot. Something.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
something
Jesus.
Is wrong.
Something is wrong.
Yeah.
Something. Hallelujah. And we must wake up to the sense of our doings. And we must become the church of Jesus Christ. I'm going to say this, and I know that rebuttal will come sooner or later, and it's all right. But I want to ask the pastors, and I'm talking to men and women, to give Christ his church back.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Give him his church back. Give him his people back. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Before he kill you in the pulpit. Give him
Jesus.
His church. Before you
thank
drop
you,
dead
Jesus.
In your pulpit.
Jesus.
That you call
hallelujah.
Yours.
Mm.
Give God
thank
his people
you,
back. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And stop preaching your gospel. This manufactured mess that you call the word of God.
Amen.
Stop preaching what will work and start preaching what God tells you to speak to the people.
Amen.
And his people, why do you get to choose what they're going to eat?
Say, uh-huh.
God's people. Why don't you go to God and
hallelujah.
Ask him what he wants? Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
When you're babysitting, you're supposed to ask the owner, the parents, before they leave the house. You're supposed to get the information from them for dinner. Well, I had the children ate. Okay, well, what that? All right, well, they tell you feed them this, feed them that. Well, they come back, and the kids, they say, y'all eat? Yeah, what y'all eat? We had potato chips, ice cream, and we had the donuts. And they told you to give them the spaghetti, the string beans, and the coleslaw. They look at you like you're crazy. And you might not get paid for babysitting.
Because
I didn't want my child to have all that junk you fed them.
All right.
And I think Jesus did leave a commandment about what he wanted you to preach and teach. I mean, it's right. I mean, it's in my Bible. Preach the gospel.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it? It's right there, Matthew 28, Mark 16.
Uh-huh.
It's right there. Go ye into, preach the gospel of the kingdom, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, not that you command yourself, not that you're getting off of the internet, not that you're going over to Bobo's hearing and stealing it from him and then going and feeding it to your people. No, that I have commanded you. That's what he said. Now, if you can't hear the voice of God, sit down. You don't need to be in the pulpit.
Jesus.
I love my book. If you can't hear God or his people,
right.
Then you need to sit down until you can hear God. Oh, they don't like that. Oh, well, I don't know. I know you don't know. I know you don't know because you ain't never heard God in the first place. He has never spoke to you.
Jesus.
He never spoke to you. Praise God. Not a word. That's the problem. It's too many churches open that God has never told to do nothing. Too many preachers preaching that God has not called. Too many people getting licensed and ordained. And God ain't told them to do nothing. And that's what they doing with their ministry. Nothing. Nothing. How in the world you got 30 ministers and you ain't got 30 people? You ain't got 30 permissions. You got 30 minutes. Wow. If all of them been called and preaching the gospel and witnessing, okay, somebody will see that picture. That's an easy one right there.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Ah! Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Don't the truth just stab you dead in your heart, doesn't it? It just hits you in a place. Hallelujah. But it challenges you. And it challenges you. If your heart is right, it'll challenge you. Say, I got to do better. I must do better. I was dealing with the perception last night in our Bible class that our perception, praise the Lamb of God, how we perceive things, it's how we process our belief. And that is how we determine our actions. So a man believeth, so is he. And nobody is going to really go beyond what they believe or don't believe. So it's evident that our perception is wrong. Our perception needs an overhaul, a paradigm shift. We're talking about all this shifting. But if we're not changing in the shift, when it gets through shifting, we're going to turn it right, bring it right back to where it was. If you don't shift, if your mind don't change, if your perception don't change, if your belief does not grow, then your actions will remain the same. Same action, same result. That's insanity. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And just because things are changing all around you and you're not changing, okay, you see it. Praise the Lamb of God. I know you see that. Praise. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Boy, oh boy. My God, this is just, I mean, it's elementary, Watson. This is elementary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it is so simple. It's really just very, very basic when you really consider it. It's very basic, what I'm saying to you. Praise the Lamb of God. But at the same time, there's so many of us that's caught in this, that we are trapped in this paradigm that will not allow us to change. Because we refuse to deal with our belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that the whole of our belief system is not right. That something is wrong. I dealt with last night, praise the Lamb of God, I dealt with the rich young ruler, praise the Lamb of God. He comes to Jesus and he says, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now watch this. He didn't say, how can I be perfect? How can I live the life so I can inherit eternal life? What must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, you know the law. He said, yeah, and I've kept the law all my life. That's what he said. His perception is that he kept the law all his life. He kept it. He kept the law all his days. Distorted perception. It shows you right there. He did what nobody else could do. In other words, what he told Jesus, I could be you. Because I have never sinned. I've saw all my life. I should be in your position. If you kept the law, you're sinless. He kept the law all his life. I've kept it from my youth up. That's what he said. Jesus said, okay, then go sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. And he went away sorrow.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because he had great riches. He had great riches. He walked away with his head down.
Hallelujah.
No, I can't cash in my stocks and bonds now. You done messed up.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord. He couldn't follow him. distorted perception, praise the Lamb of God. Distorted belief, distorted faith, distorted faith. Do you all notice, and I'm going to be through with you with this, do you all notice when Peter was in the boat with the disciples, storm was raging, all of this, the billows roaring and everything, and then Peter came walking on the water? Jesus came walking on the water, during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus comes walking on the water. In the midst of the storm, all of this, Jesus walks on the water. He said, looked like a nice night for a walk on the water. Jesus walks on the water to go meet his disciples. And he's walking, and they thought he was a spirit. Perception.
Hallelujah.
They almost had a heart attack out there, and anxiety's overtaking them. And Jesus had to cry out to them and say, be of good cheer, it is I. He had to let them know it was because they thought he was a ghost out there on the water, coming to boo them right out the boat. How many times stuff come at us and we the same way, though? We act like it's the end of the world and it's nothing. And sometimes it's God. Sometimes God be coming to do something for us in the midst of the storm, and it scares us to death, praise the Lord, because we don't know. We have limited, watch this, our perception of God has limited him to how he works. Hello, light bulbs. They never dreamed Jesus would be walking on water, although he could feed 5,000. The perception. Watch this now. When Jesus tell Peter to come to him, and Peter walks on the water, Peter walks on the water, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to watch this because this good right here. Boy, I hope there ain't no pastor on here. Oh, the preacher's still on here. He's going to steal this. Oh, my goodness. Jesus let Peter walk on the water. Say, come on. Peter steps out, walks on the water, and then his perception kicked back in.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He saw the wind. When he saw the waves, he starts thinking.
Mm.
Now,
he got scared.
He got scared, yeah, perception. His perception was, ain't no way I'm out here walking on this water with all this going on. So he sinks. He took his eyes off Christ. He sinks. Watch this.
Right.
Jesus goes and grabs him by the hand, pulls him up out of the water, and walks him back to the boat. In Jesus' face.
Thank you, Jesus.
And put him on the boat, and Jesus says these words to him. Why did you doubt?
Mm.
The only reason why you sunk was not, it had nothing to do with your walk. It had nothing to do with the storm. You doubted.
Wow.
That you could walk. That's why you sunk. Watch this now. When Jesus, on the eve of his crucifixion, all the men that was in the boat, Jesus didn't have no private conversation with nobody but Peter. Look what he tell Peter. He says, Peter, I'm praying for you. For Satan has a desire to sift you like wheat.
Hallelujah.
That your faith fail not.
Good.
You are converted. Strengthen your brothers. Okay, somebody going to get a grip on that one.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo! That's a double-barrel shotgun right there loaded. Number one, one barrel is, Peter, I know the weakness of your faith, and I know how you will doubt. And before you know the rooster crow, you're going to be doubting me. I know how your faith works under pressure. Faith that don't work under pressure is not faith. Faith has to work under pressure. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, I see Satan is going to cause you to go back to your old profession. I've been with 3 years or better. I've sowed into you. And it's about to all go to waste in one night. But I pray for you.
Jeez.
That your faith shall not. I don't want your faith to fail. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Praise him.
I don't want your faith comes by hearing the word of God. Jesus told Peter, come to me on the water. He said, come on. All he had to do was walk and believe what Jesus told him. Since Jesus said, I can come, I can walk and obey. That's all he had to do. He doubted. The second part of that shotgun is, I need you. Because of the measure of the seed of faith in you, I know my Father is going to answer my prayer and deliver you from the sifter of Satan. Once you repent and get converted, I need you to strengthen these boys, your brethren. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm telling you something right now, and I hope you've heard me. Hallelujah. Some of us, another conversion. You believe, but you have not been converted properly.
Jesus.
You need to revisit yourself. Satan has a desire to sift you like wheat. Prophet, that your faith fail not. I'm praying for you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
That your not. I'm praying for you. Faith fail not.
Jesus.
He uses men to sift you. He uses people to sift you and break you down and make you lose your faith. You better be careful. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, it's been real. It's been a great day. Tomorrow is Word Wednesday. We're going to be prophesying and stuff on the show tomorrow. Thank all of you for being here, Pastor Pierce. Praise the Lamb of God, our intercessors. Thank you so much for your prayers, man, Janice and Athelia. Thank you so much, Gina, for being here. Lily was on earlier. Praise the Lamb of God that was on. Thank you so much. You just make Prophet feel so good. Spread the word. Tomorrow is Word Thursday, and we're planning on having an awesome time right here. Praise the Lamb of God on the show. Until then. Angel, my daughter Angel, want to tell you something. Listen to her.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. Worship.